Luna.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B meltdown.
Yep. Didn't want to have to do this, but I have to do this. And I will preface this meltdown by saying I am still a diehard Bucks fan. I will always be a diehard Bucks fan. I will never, ever turn my back on my team. I will always love the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So this is unconditional love.
Yeah.
There's no conditions. Well, what if Jameis murders somebody?
I said that yesterday.
In a Bucks jersey.
Well, then him and I are done. No more Jameis and Johnny show.
What would it take for you to make a schism?
Like if
depart the, from the, your loyalty to the Bucks.
If the whole team got caught in like
raping
a,
kids.
Yeah. Something
then you'd
like
be
that.
Like, you know what?
Hey, you know
not
what?
A fan.
I got some Raiders jerseys. I'm wearing one right now. Yeah. It's fine.
All right.
Let's carry on. Go Dolphins. I don't know. But here's the thing. You can't bitch and complain about the fan base not being loyal when you give people every reason to be disloyal. When you don't do your part in keeping your fan base. And look, people have bad seasons. It's the NFL. It's a bunch of great, great athletes. Everybody can't win every week. I get it. The poor Cleveland Browns fans, they've been dealing with this crap forever. No Super Bowl wins. There's a lot of teams that no Super Bowl wins, including the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers. No Super Bowl wins. But when you completely lack effort, and let's face it, if that was effort, then they're in way bigger trouble than I thought. But when you're walking through plays, when you act like you're there for a paycheck and you're not out there trying to win for the people that are making sure you have a paycheck, that pisses me off. And then when you act like angry 12-year-olds and you embarrass your team and you embarrass your fan base and you embarrass your city, that pisses me off. That merits a meltdown. Jameis Winston, I have a goddamn segment for you. The Jameis and Johnny Show, where we are best friends in this fantasy scenario. And I'm still Team Jameis. I still think he's a good guy. I still think he's our quarterback. I'm backing him, still. But guess what? I love my kids. Or my kid.
Something my girlfriend didn't know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I love my kid. I love my girlfriend. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love my producers, a.k.a. co-hosts, a.k.a. best friends. I love Whitmore. I love a lot of people. But if they F up, I'm the first one to tell them. Anna Hummel, you screw up a lot. Do I tell you about it?
Yeah.
Exactly. But I think it makes me a better friend for that. Ryan Adams, how many times have I kicked you straight in your nuts?
It still hurts.
Exactly. But if I didn't care about you, I wouldn't say anything. So I have to say some things. Jameis Winston, buddy. And I know you're injured, and I've used as an excuse myself for you. I get it. And I'm pissed off at the front office and the coaching staff for putting you out there like that. Putting you out there injured when we have a veteran, Ryan Fitzpatrick, that everybody craps on. But you know what? Put Fitzy in the game. That's what he's there for. And guess what? If he's not good enough to back up a quarterback with an injured AC joint and shoulder and whatever, and how about this? Maybe he's just playing bad right now, which he is. Injured or not, Jameis Winston's making bad football decisions. He is not seeing the field right. He's in a rut. And we all go through periods like this in our life. But he's a millionaire in a rut. So guess what? We have a millionaire that's sitting on the bench that can probably play better right now, whether Jameis was injured or not. Let's just be real serious and just straightforward with it. Yes, Jameis Winston, in my opinion, is the future of this franchise. But he still has growing up to do. He still has growing up to do on the football field, and probably the biggest part of my meltdown before the game. I'm done. I'm done with these pregame rah-rah huddles and hype and all that. I get it. Every team does it every game. And, you know, I believe Drew Brees really made it popular. Believe it or not, he was the guy that got the team around him, and he did this little one and two, and he got this rhythmic chant going, and everybody gets hyped up, and the team rallies, and everybody wins. But we're not winning with these speeches. And then yesterday, and by the way, I critique the speeches. I do it from my couch, from the stands. I critique them because it's a performance art. And if it works, it works. But when it's not working, you gotta pump the brakes on those or switch gears. Let somebody else take the bull by the horns. Because what Jameis is doing, he's running out of ideas. He's depending on his ad-libbing skills way too much. But that throw the W sign up in the air, and which was made popular, by the way, by West Side Gangsters.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Which I'm not saying. I'm not calling Jameis Winston a thug by any means. He's not. He's a good person. I know he's a good person. But he's doing dumb stuff right now. Dumb stuff that is almost comparable to the dumb things he did in college. And he's supposed to be beyond that. His rookie year, he seemed more mature, 100 times more mature than he does this year.
Yeah.
Because what he did yesterday, poking a guy in the back of a helmet from the sideline and then causing a huge ruckus, which in turn caused Mike Evans, who's been frustrated for games now, several games, to fly over, and he could have very well paralyzed the guy, hitting him from behind really hard like that. Not like that.
I'm sorry.
Suspended the game. So once again, now we've lost the team. Dirk Cutter has lost the team. And by the way, Dirk is a big part of this meltdown, too.
Of course.
I need two segments to melt down on this team right now. And Dirk Cutter lied to the media. Said that he didn't get involved in that brawl because he didn't see it happen. Go look at the tape. He is standing 10 feet away watching Mike Evans hit this guy, watching the brawl take place, and he stands there with this clipboard. Drop your goddamn clipboard and get in there. I don't think Dirk Cutter's a pussy at all. I think he's a tough guy. He's always come off as a tough guy to me. Right there, tough guy, jump in there. Make a statement. Throw somebody off of somebody. Ali Marpet was in there.
Yeah, he was.
Breaking things up.
Yep.
Where was Dirk Cutter? He's already lost the team.
Yeah.
He looks defeated on the sideline. I don't want a head coach that looks
expressionless,
defeated.
Expressionless, man.
I don't want that. And I'm a stick carrier. I've been proud to call myself one. But the name was really, it was all brought upon a guy that we've called the Godfather, Dirk Cutter, because he made that statement last year, speak softly and carry a big mother effing stick.
Where's his big mother effing stick?
He don't have one. He's got a limp noodle this year.
Oh, wow.
So we're putting all of our trust in you. A fan base, and I'm talking about Bucks fans from across the country, around the world, calling themselves stick carriers. Guys that spend tons of money on season tickets and parking and their whole day.
Hot dogs.
Parking's expensive. Yes. I ordered two hot dogs and two beers, $35.
To watch your team lose.
It's not cheap. And you know what? I'll do it and watch them lose. Show me some effort. Show me some give a damn. Show me a coach that cares. Show me a coach that will do anything in his power to win. Everybody talks crap about Belichick cheating. Guess what? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Oh, God.
The guy's winning Super Bowls. I'll take that over somebody that just don't care. Just don't care.
You would take cheating over lack of effort?
A little bit cheating, but they have effort too. You know what I mean? So what? You hide a couple, you get a couple video cameras of somebody's practice. You know what I mean? Maybe the balls need to be deflated a little bit. They ain't like they're out, raping kids or anything. It's nothing like that.
True.
You know what I mean?
But that defeats the whole purpose of the, you know.
Oh, shut up!
The authenticity of the game.
It's gone! The authenticity's gone! Everything's corrupt. Have you seen these scores in the NFL this year? It's crazy. Any given Sunday, anybody can win except the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We can't win.
Or the Niners or the Browns.
Of your wake hours.
Yeah?
When your team loses, about how many, if you could, you know, assign a percentage to the number or the probability of the
This question's long!
that you think about your team losing.
It's always in the back of my head. I have accepted what's going on, and that's a sad part, too. I'm more sad for me and other Bucks fans than I am upset. I'm sad because we're 8 games into the season, and it's over already? This is what you've done to us? This is what you've done to the guys that went out to the training camp and had the stick carrier takeover day? We chanted so loud for the players individually, for the team. We were there doing our part to fire you guys up so you knew that you had a fan base that backed you. And what did you do? You crapped in our faces. That's what you did, because these guys are going out unprepared. They're going out with zero inspiration. I just can't understand how they – and you hear people saying, well, they need a leader to motivate them. No, you don't. No, you don't. You signed a contract. You're an NFL football player. You know what your motivation is? Millions of goddamn dollars. That's your motivation. Do we need motivation to come in and do radio every night? No. Do you need motivation, Ryan Adams, to go sling burgers in the daytime?
Negative.
Do I need motivation to get up and deal poker every day? No. It's my job.
But doesn't that create motivation?
That's their motivation. Their job. They're professional football players. Do your job. No, you shouldn't have to have another grown man go out there and bite his W fingers and suck on him on national TV. Jameis Winston, worst thing I've ever seen him do.
Well, he
goes
out himself.
No, you're not allowed to say that. No, you're not. No.
Finger in his mouth.
No.
To himself.
No. Anna.
I don't understand why he ate his hand.
Nobody does. It was horrible.
Can you show me what it looked like?
It was horrible. Okay, he made a W.
I can look it up, but I prefer if you just show me.
He made a W, right? He made a W.
For a win?
No, for a win, yeah. And it wasn't even his turn to speak. Quan Alexander, the middle linebacker, was supposed to do the pre-game speech, right? So the clicking is me, by the way. I'm going to a file right now, and I don't have time to adjust stuff. This is peel the curtain back
here,
time, guys.
I got
guys.
The video right here.
Oh, you have it right? Oh, the video's right there.
So we ate the W.
Well, you're not going to be able to hear the audio online. Right.
I have it in the folder, don't I?
Yes, you do, but okay. Here's the actual video.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Watch what he does.
So, he stuck his fingers knuckles deep into his mouth. Look what I'm doing, y'all. I'm eating a W. That's what he's saying.
No.
That's some sexy HD, though.
It's disturbing is the best way to describe it. And it was dumb. It was stupid. Here's the audio of him eating. He steps in front of Quan Alexander and he says, basically, I'm going to let you talk, almost the Kanye thing. But first, I would like to have everybody stare at me and watch me fake eat my W fingers.
This is before the game or after?
Before the game. That's okay. when the hype thing goes on.
Okay.
I want everybody to look at me. I'm going to pass it to Quan after I say one thing.
And he's sucking his fingers.
That's a W. Let's eat one.
Let's eat one.
How many people
want to
eat a W?
How many people want to eat a W tonight? It's 1:00 in the afternoon, Jameis.
Come in.
And guess what? You didn't eat a W. You ate a D. You all ate a D yesterday. If you're going to pick an alphabet letter, you did not eat a W. You were way down at the beginning of the alphabet.
I got to say, just his voice there gave me chills. Like, he really amped me up.
Well, that's the thing.
He's really good at that.
He's very good at it. But it ain't working. It ain't working right now. So you know what you do now?
Take that W, shove it up your
arm. No, you do not. Shocker style. No, you take a different approach.
The minivan, 2 in the front, 8 in the back?
Nope. Now, your approach should not be rah-rah before the game. You suck. You suck out loud. The
so
whole
how do you
team
motivate
sucks.
The team after you have like 1,000 losses? No offense.
Find a different approach. You know what I say?
Such as?
Buy everybody a lunchbox, right? And then you walk out on the field with like your lunchbox and maybe a hard hat. And you go, time to go to work, guys. Say it in an even keel voice. Hey, guys. It's time to go to work. And you walk out there, you open up your lunchbox, you get your bologna sandwich or your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, take a couple bites of it. Then you have Coach Cutter walk over and blow a whistle. Right at 1:00. Hey, guys, time to go to work. We're all at work now. Put your lunchbox away. Got to go on the field and do work now. Yeah, we're all construction workers. We're going to construct the W. We're not going to stick our fingers in our mouth like a weirdo. He looked like an idiot. I hate to say it about Jameis Winston. I like the guy so much, but he looked like a damn idiot on national TV, sucking on his fingers. And all I could think of was this guy's high-fiving everybody before he went out and did that. And those guys were probably scratching their own crotches first.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what we do. That's what we do.
Get
we scratch
your fingers
our crotch
out of your mouth.
I just scratched my crotch a second ago. We do that. That's what we do. So now, essentially, there's 52 other players. I'm doing the math. 104 balls on hands, and you have touched all those. And now that dust is in your mouth.
So you're saying that basically all their balls were, you know.
Yeah. Essentially. Yeah, and guess what? The one guy on the team that everybody was afraid was going to be the diva and was going to talk all the smack is the one guy that should talk smack. He's the one guy that should be blazingly pissed off, and that's DeSean Jackson. And we went out to spend all that money in free agency, and I went back and watched the game last night. He's open every play. He is wide open, and guess what? Jameis can't hit him with a pass. Could you imagine? If you got hired on to go, like, let's say we got an offer to do a morning show in another town, right? And we got there, and the microphones just didn't work. They go, all right, guys, you're here. Kill it. And then we go, hey, the mics don't work. Yeah, I know. That's unfortunate, huh? All right, well, have a good show. I can't. There's no audio. The guy can't catch touchdown passes if you don't throw the ball to him. When you throw it 50 feet over his head or 50 feet behind him, he should be the one tackling people from behind or poking people in the back of the helmet because he's pissed off. He's not the one doing that. It's the guys that are supposed to be the good team leaders that are doing it. Jameis Winston pokes a guy in the back of the head. Gilmore pokes him in the back of the head. The guy turns around, does what any man would do there. He pushes him and goes like, hey, bitch, get off my head. And then Mike Evans walks over, runs over and hits the guy so dirty. Like, I mean, he should be fined a lot of money. He should be suspended more than the one game he's getting. And he took himself off the field, Ryan Adams.
He did.
How's that going to help the team next week?
It's not going to.
Yeah. So there you go. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should, as a team, apologize. And I tweeted this out yesterday, and I tweeted a lot of stuff out yesterday. But you should apologize not only to Bucs fans, but to everybody on the planet. And if there's anybody watching on Mars or anywhere else that had to watch these 8 horrible games, even the ones we won, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be absolutely appalled and ashamed of yourself. We won one game against Mike Glennon and the Bears when they sucked out loud, and then we barely beat the Giants, who have won one game. And that's it. You suck. It's sad. I still love you, but you should be ashamed.